Once Dad came back from Schlesmas, and he and Mom talked, and he was so disturbed. Well, anyways, Schlesmas called Dad in, Papa, I should say, as one witness to their will. They were leaving nothing to Ella, their married girl. Anna and August, the other children, were at home yet. August married much later to Lily Henson. So why Ella got nothing, still the anger that Anna didn't get to marry John Martin instead of Ella. John took both girls out together, and folks were terrifically surprised when John asked for Ella's hand and never forgot it. They went, Ella and John and Anna always went out together, all three of them. But they went, the folks just didn't catch on at all. Of course, the grandchildren were referred to Ella's kids because they just couldn't, they just couldn't forget the whole thing. Ella and John lived way up on a hamburger hill. The name referred to Germany's hill and town, not the food. It was a high hill to make. Often, when the cars were used, they had trouble because they were always rolling back down. They had a beautiful home and did well. Below the hill lived John's father, Jacob. He was a guy seemingly happy no matter what. He liked to make wine, and quite a bit too. It was prohibition, but Jacob made wine. The prohibitionists came and pulled the corks, and wine ran out toward the drain of the cellar. Jacob kept talking to them, but always backed up more and more till he stood on the drain. Wine purifies itself. So you might know what happened after they were all gone.